so cool. What is the date today? October 18th? I think it's October 18th, 2008.
17.
Oh, it's what? 17? I gotta have a hand. Wait a minute, this has gotta go off my face, so go off my face. I hate that. Kasamakina na yana na katapo kotoko yana na katapa kika yana na katapo koyana na kata orani na katapa kina na yana na katako yana na kata. October 17th, 2008. I was unable to sleep. Much is going on in our life right now. Hatred is coming at me in so many different directions. It feels like a weapon. And I know the enemy is going to hate me, but what hurts the worst is those who proclaim they love Jesus, and yet they send their weapons of hatred. And hatred is a spirit, whether people know it or not. And when you hate, you send forth an evil spirit. When it is, especially when it's towards somebody who loves Yahushua. So anyway, we were in prayer, and I had this vision I kept seeing again and again and again, and we were praying about something personal in our life here at the Bride Sanctuary. For the attacks have been great, especially since we spent that $6,500 just to be able to speak the truth to those that would read rents.com. We get the letters that are the backsliders have returned and the new converts that give their life to Yahushua Mashiach. But oh man, we get some hateful letters. But woe be unto you who send these hateful letters. The funny part is we even hear from aliens, but we won't go there now because they're really not funny. And we know that they're real. It's just that they even think this ministry is a threat. So here's my vision. As I was praying with Katharina, and Nico was in the room, and we were praying, and this is the vision I saw again and again. And I've never had a vision like this because I could hold it. I could hold it to be able to see clearly what was there. And then I opened my eyes, and I talked to Katharina, and then I closed my eyes again. And it's back again, and it happened 3 times. And I always want to remember this. This is a time of Sukkot. This will be the 3rd night tonight. And so this is going to be a Sukkot message. And what I saw was, it was a rectangular window. And it definitely looked like it would have been in a prison cell. And it had 5 bars, thick bars, coming down it. And I looked, and I counted the bars, and they were black, thick, heavy bars. And as I looked out the window, I could barely make out of a tree. And then I said, "What is that that I am seeing?" "Oh, it's a tree." And then all of a sudden, Yahweh took away the bars. And I could see clearly, and there was 5 very tall, strong, healthy, we call them evergreen trees, but I keep hearing the word fir tree, and standing in a row, beautiful trees. And then I open my eyes and I tell Katharina, "Whoa, look what I just saw." And I'm not one to have visions that easy. Usually they will just be so quickly come and go, but this was a long-lasting vision. I mean, he wanted me to see this, and each time that I opened my eyes and then I closed my eyes and we're even on another topic, and then all of a sudden, whoa, I see the prison bars again, and then I see them gone. And then I see the five cheese again. And so I was pondering this afterwards, and Jelani had come in the room after being in the Sukkot last night and saying how much peace that was there. And I said, please pray about this. I don't have the meaning to this, and it troubles me. And I have no peace till I know the meaning of this vision. And then as we started praying, as she prayed, all of a sudden it was so easy. And a word starts coming forth. And so now I'm going to believe in faith that Abba Yahweh is going to give this back to me, the meaning of the vision and the word that he has. I've already asked and I've already pleaded the blood of Yahushua, our Mashiach, over my lips. I've already put a lock and a key on them. I've already reminded them he is the creator of this lips, and he is the only one that can keep these lips from speaking forth any word that is not of him. And I encourage everyone who believe they have the gift of a prophet that they should do the same thing, because truly false prophets are everywhere right now. And then there are those who are prophesizing falsely, and yet they love Yahushua. And I do not doubt that. And yet the things that they are prophesizing are not coming to pass. And they've either been deceived by an... Either way, they've been deceived by an evil spirit, or their flesh is speaking out. But either way, they've been deceived. And yet Yahweh said these are not called false prophets, but they have prophesied falsely. A false prophet is someone who knowingly leads people astray for their own motivations, will lead them to a different truth, to a different God. And I'm laughing now because I'm thinking about Oregon and then a certain false prophet named Sherry Schreiner who wants you to put your faith in Oregon, who now says the most horrendous lies against me in this ministry. But, oh well, what can you expect from an alien? So anyway, now I'm asking Abba Yahweh to give me back these words. In the name of Yahushua Mashiach. So Abba Yahweh, again I ask you, if you would please repeat to me, if that was you that spoke these words, then please repeat to me again, what was the prison bars that I saw? Why were they removed, and why did the five strong trees stand there? The fir trees. Oh, Abba Yahweh, please tell me it again. I'm so sorry that we weren't ready. Please, please, please give it back to me. When I said we weren't ready, we didn't have batteries in the tape recorder. And the anointing is so fragile. Karina nakata pokoyana nakata kayana nakata koyana nakata. Torina nakata pakina nayana nakata. Oh, my precious bride, my precious bride, my precious bride. Soko 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 siyana nakata. At this time of celebration during Sukkot, soko 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 siyana nayana nakata. Karina nayana nakata. I give you this message of hope. Soko 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 siyana nayana nakata. I speak to those who put me first in their love and their life. Soko 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 siyana nakata. Who are not ashamed of the name of Yahushua, your Mashiach. Soko 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 yana nakata. All others just go ahead and remain deaf and remain blind. Soko 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 yana nakata. This word is not for you at this time.